Hey guys, we are back today with gut and hormone healthy habits that will really change your life, because you guys know that when your gut and hormones are healed and healthy, you just feel your best. Your body feels your best, its best, your mind feels its best. And last week we did a little bit more of a mental habit, which you guys really enjoyed. And it's also a really important part of this journey, because we could do everything on a physical level, but if we have madness happening in our head, then it's going to be so much harder to heal. And I've been digging more and more into the mind-body connection, and it's really fascinating. So hopefully I will do more future episodes about that. But today we are back with a physical habit that you can implement from your house probably today. So we are going to talk about fats, and there's so much that can go into what fats are good, bad, and there's so much I want to say about keto, saturated fats. But today we're going to talk about a fat that all of us need more of. And many of our members, when I see their lab results, they are low on these fats. And these fats are omega-3s. A lot of you probably guessed this, because it really is a fat that we're not getting enough of. And just in the modern world, we're getting more of the more inflammatory fats. And so we need to balance them out more than ever with these anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. They are so important. They help maintain the integrity of your gut lining. You guys already know your gut lining is kind of like a border wall. And if it starts breaking down, we get a bunch of things going through that we don't want. That leads your immune system to create an inflammatory response that can lead to so many issues down the line, like hormone issues, brain fog, skin issues, just everything kind of goes out of whack. And it kind of causes this quote unquote leaky gut syndrome. Omega-3s have these anti-inflammatory properties that can reduce gut inflammation, which can help with inflammatory conditions like IBD, but also just with inflammation that all of us have down there. Omega-3s also influence the composition of your gut microbiome, so they actually help. They're kind of, and more recently have been thought of as prebiotics, so they actually feed your good gut bacteria. So really, really, really important for your gut. And then onto hormones, the omega-3s are involved in production and regulation of many hormones in your body. They can influence hormone-related conditions like menstrual pain and menopause symptoms. A lot of you guys come to us with menstrual pains, PMS, so omega-3s are really key. Obviously, they're, you know, a piece of the puzzle. They're not everything, as they are a piece of the puzzle of gut health. They are 100% not everything, but they are an important piece. And omega-3s are also really important for insulin sensitivity. So when we're working on blood sugar control, and insulin is a hormone, that's why we're talking about it under the hormone section. But many of us, when we work on blood sugar, we just think of removing carbs. But there's so many things that we can do to improve blood sugar control and insulin levels without removing carbs. And omega-3s is one of these things that we can do. I personally eat a lot of carbs, and my blood sugar is very nice and balanced. So this is just one piece of the puzzle to help you be able to eat carbs and enjoy food, but without causing crazy spikes and dips and high levels of insulin. Also influence thyroid function, because as you know, a lot of the thyroid hormone conversion happens in the gut. Omega-3s lead to a healthy gut, and a healthy gut leads to a healthy thyroid function. And then finally, I already brought up like the menstrual pain and menopause symptoms, but omega-3s have been shown to influence the level of what we call prostaglandins, which are hormone-like substances that can reduce inflammation and pain. And so that's kind of the mechanism that they work in order to help menstrual pain and menopause symptoms for those of you going through those years in your life. So by impacting and optimizing your gut and hormones, you're also improving your pretty much everything, like I said, in your body and mind, but autoimmune diseases, mental health, skin health, aging and longevity, heart health, the gut-brain axis, your energy, your ability to lose fat, your just so many things. And so in order to keep your gut and hormone healthy, omega-3s are part of the picture, and then you'll really reap so many benefits throughout your body. Like I mentioned in the beginning, the issue is a lot of us are getting many more omega-6s than omega-3s. So while there's no exact optimal ratio, it is suggested to have the ratio be somewhere between like 1 and 1 and 4 and 1. So 4 would be omega-6 and omega-3. It's okay that you're getting a bit more omega-6s than omega-3 in your diet, but you don't want to get the ratio to be much higher. And we're seeing that many people are consuming ratios like 20 to 1. So 20 to 1 as omega-6 to omega-3s. So we really want to make sure that we're getting that omega-3 side up, because otherwise we're just leading to this really inflammatory landscape in our body. And so to do this, we really want to focus on adding more omega-3 foods to our diet and supplements. When it comes to supplements, there's been mixed research about them being effective or not. We do see them being effective in certain situations, and how I look at it, there's no harm. If you're choosing a good quality omega-3 that's not oxidized and you're not overdoing it, there's no risk to taking them. So while the research isn't, 100% omega-3 supplements are as good as food sources, I still think that it's worth adding in, especially if you find yourself not being able to eat enough omega-3 food sources. First, before we talk about the supplements and the details and what type of supplements you should look for and take, let's talk about some food sources. So the best food sources of omega-3s are going to be fatty fish, and I think of the acronym SMASH. So salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. We'll talk a little bit more details about these, because obviously it matters what type of salmon it is and all that. But hopefully, if I have time, I try to keep these short. But if I have time at the end, we'll dive into the details of the salmon, because that's a whole world as well. And if you don't eat meat, then things like flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts. Flax seeds and chia seeds, just make sure that you're grinding them. I have like a little coffee grinder that you can get off Amazon, and I buy whole chia and flax and I grind it. I don't like buying them ground, because then the fatty acids, the omega-3s, oxidize with air and then they become more inflammatory. So it's better to buy them whole, store them in your pantry, and then you can blend them right before you use them. Or if you use them in your smoothies, which a lot of you are, you can just add them whole and obviously the blender will blend them. Walnuts, make sure that they're raw, because if they're roasted, it destroys some of the omega-3s. And many of you ask, what about fish from like a can or jar? So if you can get fish from a glass jar, this is much easier to find in Europe, then it's better than a can. If not, there's companies called Safe Catch and Wild Planet. These are not sponsored. They're just good companies that they source quality fish and their canning process is better. So those are good options. They also have them like in Tetra Packs. I think you can also find them on like Amazon or iHerb. And so those are good options. The canning and jarring process does destroy some of the omega-3s, so you're not getting as much as you would in fresh fish, but it is so convenient. I personally use the glass jars at home because it's so easy to just pop one open for lunch. So it's better than nothing, but fresh fish is better, or frozen. Frozen fish is great. They actually, for those of you suffering from histamine issues, frozen fish is great because they usually flash freeze it right on the boat. And so it doesn't allow the fish to produce histamines and then you get less reaction. Okay, so I talked about the vegan, like plant-based sources of omega-3s. So just a note, your body doesn't do as good of a job at converting these plant-based sources to active omega-3. So the percentage is really low. It's something like 6%. And don't quote me on this before I give you guys facts like this. I usually check myself, but I didn't think I would talk about this here. So, but just know that it's really low. Meaning that if you're not eating fatty fish and you're only getting your omega-3s from plant-based sources, it is recommended to supplement. So now let's talk about supplements a little bit, because there's obviously a whole world of supplements and it has to be the right ones if you really do want to see the benefits. So when it comes to supplementing, you really do want a quality brand, because otherwise the oil becomes oxidized and then it just becomes more inflammatory. So choosing a good brand, making sure that before you take it, open up one of the capsules and smell it. It's going to smell a little bit fishy, but if it smells horrible, then that means that it's gone rancid. And that's happened to me a few times, even with the good brand. Sometimes there's just a bottle that's a little bit off. And so make sure that you always smell it. And then there are different kinds of supplements. So we have fish oil, and then we have krill oil, and then we have algae. For those of you who are vegan, you can go for algae. I just find that many of them add, I can never say this word, but carrageenan, which is not that good for your gut. So if you don't have to take the plant-based one and you are okay taking other ones, I would recommend that. But otherwise, you can take the algae one. And then between the krill and the fish, I prefer the krill for, it's not necessary. You can do the fish oil, but I do prefer the krill for a couple of reasons. One other reason being that krill oil are usually in the form of phospholipids, which is easier for your body to absorb compared to the triglyceride form. It also contains a really, really powerful antioxidant, and I can never say it, but it's like astaxanthin. My mouth just can't say it. But it's a really powerful antioxidant that protects the body from free radicals. It also stabilizes the oil, which is a really important part of a quality supplement. And also krill, because they're lower in the food chain, just tend to be more pure. So I prefer krill. It is more expensive than the fish oil. So if you can't afford it, definitely go for the fish oil. But if you can and you have access to krill oil, then that's definitely my go-to option. And actually, back to the food sources really quick. So one of the most concentrated food sources of omega-3s, and especially if you're in your healing period of like your gut healing and hormone healing, and you really need higher levels of omega-3s, then fish eggs are a really good source. So if you can get like wild salmon fish eggs or trout fish eggs or something like that, or if you go to sushi and you have fish eggs, then it's a really good and concentrated form. You really don't need that much, but you can keep that in mind if you kind of need a higher dose. And also for those of you in your healing phase, there's also a company, it's based in California. They do like super high dose of really good quality omega-3s. I don't remember the name off the top of my head. I will write it in the show notes for you guys. Not sponsored. But I do recommend it for people who are, they're kind of like deep diving into their healing and really want this anti-inflammatory dose of omega-3s. So that's an option. It's not something that you need to do forever, but you can, based on what you're going through and how much you need, you can do it for a short period of time. Okay, so I think that's it for now. There's a lot more I did want to cover, like farmed versus wild and some other plant-based tips and options, but I think that it's enough for now. I try to keep these short and I don't want to overwhelm you guys. So I think there's a lot here that you can get started with. Just remember that it is so important. Like I mentioned in the beginning, many of our members, when we see the lab tests, are super low on the omega-3 amounts. So this is a really good place to focus on if you're trying to heal, to feel better, to heal your gut and your hormones. And so hopefully this was helpful. I'm really excited to be back with you guys to do these. I'll be doing another one, probably not next week, but the week after. These will be bi-weekly for now. If you have any topic requests, let me know. I have so many things that I would love to share with you guys, but if I see a request come in frequently, then I'll bump those topics to the top. And yeah, thank you for being here, listening, and I will see you guys in 2 weeks.